Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Indian Ben with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, over 50 fires continue to burn across Queensland as authorities warn this is just the start. Firefighters worked through the night to bring 59 blazes under control in Queensland, preserving containment lines and firebreaks. The focus now shifts to the Atherton Tablelands in the far north, after a public safety emergency declaration was issued for residents near Innett Hot Springs. The Bureau of Meteorology today issues warnings of storm activity across the Darling Downs and southern interior, predicting 10 to 30 millimetres of rainfall on fire grounds in the coming week. There are concerns these storms could also bring dry lightning to fire-affected areas. Residents are urged to heed warnings and prepare a fire emergency plan.
Four people have been taken to hospital after a dog attack in Morayfield Thursday. A 31-year-old man suffered significant wounds to his right forearm and was transported to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital in a stable condition. A 41-year-old woman, a 21-year-old man, and a 25-year-old man suffered minor puncture wounds and scratches and were taken to the Caboolture Hospital. The Staffordshire Bull Terrier Cross will be held at the pound as the Moreton Bay Council continues to investigate, a council spokesperson said.
In national news, a Canberra doctor has been banned from practicing medicine for 12 months over an offensive email to an Indigenous peer. The doctor, whose name is suppressed by the ACT Civil and Administrative Tribunal, sent an email to an Indigenous specialist criticising pharmaceutical policies designed to benefit Indigenous people and questioned the man's Indigenous identity. In the email to Yuggera, Wurundjeri and Wiradjuri man, Dr. Christopher Rallabaker, the doctor suggested his Indigenous heritage is, quote, like a watered-down bottle of Grange, not the real thing. The Medical Board of Australia referred the doctor to the tribunal for the email, which found his actions amounted to professional misconduct and imposed a 12-month ban. It is the first time a court has considered racism and culturally unsafe practices when ruling professional misconduct.
The city of Bunbury, south of Perth, has conceded that it played the song Hot Potato by children's band The Wiggles on loop to deter homeless people from a regularly used shelter. Graham Bricknell Memorial Music Shell is commonly used as a makeshift shelter for the homeless amidst a growing housing crisis in the regional city. Bunbury Mayor Jason Miguel said the playing of looped music was a statewide method of discouraging people to congregate permanently in an area. A Wiggles spokesperson expressed disappointment that the music would be used in such a way.
In international news, US President Joe Biden will meet with leaders from Central and South America as a caravan of migrants travel from Mexico's south to the US border. Local aid groups reported most of the 7,000 caravan members are people from Central and South America. Caravan organizer Irineo Mejica said migrants had been stranded by the Mexican authorities in the state of Chiapas, where organized crime and violence is rampant. The Biden administration has faced criticism for its handling of migration from Republicans and Democrats alike.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.